is helpful to any matter. If Guru is giving anything, Shishya should give him anything helpful. That is dakshina. Also leftist and rightist. The dakshina means dakshin. Anukul,
favorable.
What thing is favorable? The mood should be favorable. For instance, I'm saying some persons used to hear all these things. But after some time they became opposite of this, also opposite to me. So this is leftist. And always having Shraddha and going up, never to forget what I am getting. This is the best dakshina. So I fear sometimes, and that is why I tell. That is gratefulness. Always we should be grateful to those who are giving us these so very valuable things. Don't be like them. That is my thing. Understand?
Yes.
That is dakshina. Always having helpful mood, right bhav. Don't be like them that they have become opposite. Now we are beginning. 27th. No?
Yes.
He is praying to Srimati Radhika. Now I have told you that Srimati Radhika has, with her companions, has returned to his Shayan Kaksha,
bedroom.
And she was saying, she was sleeping. But Mukhra and all, Shyamala and all other came, and she got up, woke up. And then all the Sakhi were making arrangement to for the bath of Srimati Radhika. And there also in Krishna home they were by the order of Yashoda. Theek hai toh? By the order of Yashoda they are doing arrangement for bath of Krishna. In mid-time, someone comes and tells that how Krishna is taking bath. Then bath was
finished.
Then there are so many kinds of alankars. First cloths, and after that alankar. Alankar are of 20 kinds. And abharan are of 32 kinds of abharan. Some are alankars, automatic in Radhika's body. without taking any ornament. Like this, his brow,
eyebrow,
eyes, kapal,
cheeks,
and the beautiful parts of her body, everything. If Radhika has no alankar, yet she is so beautiful. And that is called Shobha. Shobha. Then Dipti, more than Shobha. And there are so many things. But all the gopis, sakhis, in guidance of Lalita and Vishakha, Chitra, and after them, and the guidance of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, all are ready to
ornament
Srimati Radhika. They are decorative. When they are being come in the hearts of Srimati Radhika, any of the sakhis remembers the past times of Krishna regarding coming. And then Srimati Radhika sometimes feels shame, sometimes laughing, sometimes
smiling,
and sometimes giving a blow to her sakhis, very pleasing blow, sweet blow. And all are smiling, laughing, and joking themselves. In the first, the last sloka after this, this is we are taking. That is in 26. They are making tilak, and this tilak is they call that tilak Kanta Manmohan. Kanta Manmohan means
which attracts the mind of the lover.
Krishna. When he saw, she and at once attacks to Srimati Radhika. It seems that it is Vashikar Mantra. Vashikar Mantra? Bolta, boliye na.
Attraction which attracts.
Vashikar Mantra.
Captivate. That mantra is
controlling mantra.
Mantra.
Like a mad elephant is going on, breaking here and there everything. But when that
goat.
Ankush. The Mahav takes it and does like this, and elephant doing some sound sit down. So like Krishna is like
mad
elephant, and this is controller of Krishna, like Ankush. They remember that Krishna wants to do tilak of Srimati Radhika, and very skillfully he is doing, but Srimati Radhika pushes him and tells that you are a new painter. You don't know anything. And then he calls Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, and Chitra especially, and they do. After that, finishing that, they are giving ornaments, first Angaja, swabhavaja, then ajatna, so many things. Here, they, after that, this is nearby, they are giving anjan in the
eyes.
And they are remembering Tulsi Manjari or Sanatana Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manjari said, is here, that there. And he is saying they are giving. Who is giving? Lalita is giving.
Anjan.
Anjan, black anjan. And he smiles. Then Vishakha tells that, why you are laughing? Oh, we are laughing that this is the best part in her body. But we are giving black thing in, like punishment. Why? Then Lalita told that, no, this is not like punishment. It is the best thing, eyes. And this anjan is made of Krishna
color.
So Srimati Radhika wants to have Krishna in his eyes. So this is the symbol of Krishna. So we are giving him this. So by laughing and making laugh, they are giving alankars and these all these things to Srimati Radhika. After that, Lalita called this Manjari, Rati Manjari, and told, he is seeing who? Raghunath Das Goswami sitting on
Radha
Kunda. He, this is Spurti is coming on him, Tadatma Bhava. He is in Ashtakali Leela, he is sitting and chanting and he is seeing in his mind. He is seeing that all sakhis are sitting and doing singar of Radhika. She saw that Goshtendra Putra Madachitta Karindra Raja Bandhaya Puspa Dhanushaha Kilas Bandha Rajyo King Karna Yostava Baroru Bara Vatansa Jugmena Bhushanam Maham Sukhita Karishe. She is seeing that in Spurti, you know?
Yes.
He is seeing that all the sakhis are sitting and they are doing singar of Srimati Radhika. They are seeing that Lalita hai, calls this Manjari, Rati Manjari, that they bring that champa puspa and other puspas. I want to decorate his ears. And then he took some flowers and made some ornament of flowers. There are five kinds of
earrings.
Earrings. What? Tatanka, Karnabhushan. Karnabhushan. Kundala, Puspi, Karnika, Karnaveshtan. There are so many kinds of. These are called also avatansa. Avatans means Karnabhushan, earrings. She took the flowers from hands of Rati Manjari and began to decorate this. She made a very beautiful kundal. And made some karnika, tatang, kar, karnavestan, anything. Karnavestan means whole. Not whole. And tatanka, tatanki, a round figure here.
And the lobe of the ear, the bottom of the ear.
Kundal, makara kundal. Like fish or makar. Pushpi. Kaan mein de dena. Pila phool.
Golden.
Anabo.
Champa.
Nahi, nahi.
Kaner
phool. Krishna takes here. And Srimati Radhika in her. So at that time, she is so pleased to see this scenery, how they are decorated in Srimati Radhika. When she was giving this post in the air of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Visakha and all others began to smile gently like this. And remembering the past times of Leela. Oh, this is the same thing which Krishna does with his own hands. And at that time, Srimati Radhika, somewhat knuckly angry,
falsely angry.
Angry. So she takes it and
throws it in the face of that mantra.
That you don't know how to do. So at that time Krishna is so much controlled by Srimati Radhika that Radhika is in
Swadhin
Bhaktrika mood. And she is controlling and ordering Krishna. And Krishna is doing like so. They are remembering and remembering to Srimati Radhika this pastime. And she is inside so much pleased. And sometimes rebuking them, sometimes
chastising
them and in so many ways. She is what? अपने अंतर्भावों को प्रकाश कर रही है. Sometimes they are remembering that this pushpa are, this karna are like pushpa dhanusha kila bandho rajyo. Pushpadhanusha. Pushpadhanusha means Kamadev himself. Yes, Pushpabanaya. Pushpabana means kya? Krishna. Ananga means Krishna. But here, Pushpadhanusha means himself Kamadev. Kamadev's Bandharajyo. He is so beautiful, Kamadev. And he has some weapons and some ropes to bind anything. And this thing is called is Bandha Rajyo. Rajyo for Bandhan. Rajyo means rope for
binding.
To whom? Goshtendra Putra. Goshtendra is Nanda Baba. And Putri is Krishna, Nanda Nandan. How he is? Madachitta Karindra. Matta Karindra. Krishna Chitta. Chitta means?
Mind.
mind is like karindra matta,
mad elephant.
And to tie and control him is that this
hearing.
So beautiful. Especially it has some relation with eyes and also with the cheeks, beautiful cheeks. When a kundal is given here, when it nritya karta hai,
dancing,
the shadow comes here and it looks like so beautiful. And seeing this Krishna, mad elephant is mane wo bandhan mein aa jata hai,
bound.
So these ears, especially when hearing is there, the mad elephant, that is Krishna, is controlled by him. So Lalita Chit and Vishakha and all other sakhis are remembering Srimati Radhika these things, and she becomes so pleased here. So here he is telling Baroru. He is seeing all these facts, what the sakhis are doing to Srimati Radhika. Also they remember one thing. When Krishna and Radhika are together sleeping, are playing, the case
hair.
Hairs of Krishna, curving.
Curling hair, waving.
They mix with earrings.
Become tangled.
Entangled with earrings. And they cannot move.
They can't separate.
Because to control Krishna, this is very powerful. That Krishna cannot move and she also cannot move. They tie together. They are remembering to them. So now he, by remembering, she is giving earring to the hands of Lalita to decorate Srimati Radhika. But when he is giving this thing to Lalita, he said that no Lalita, no Radhika, no all Sakhi. And he saw that I am on the bank of
Radhika.
By remembering this thing, he began to weep loudly. And again, ha Radhike, ha Radhike. O Bararu, King Karniyostava Bararu, Baravatansam Jugmena Bhushanam. Baroru means
beautiful thighs.
Beautiful
thighs.
Thigh. Why is telling? So beautiful. Like a stambha.
Yeah, post.
कोई चीज गाड़ दिया जाता है जिसमें हाथी को बांधा जाता है. But
a post that an elephant is tied to.
Like a khamba.
Pillar.
Yes. In which it is so tight that it cannot be moved. So an elephant, mad elephant also, can be
tied
with them. So Krishna is mad elephant here, putra chitta karindra raja, not ordinary karindra raja, he is
king of the elephants.
But yet, it can be tied to the two, middle of the two pillars. By what? These two are bandharajya. Bandharajya are these?
These are the ropes.
Like ropes. Up come they.
And
where to tie that Krishna cannot move? Between the two of Srimati Radhika. So that he can move here and there. These are so beautiful that Krishna eyes falls upon this and he is tired. He cannot move an inch. So Baroru he is telling. His every part of body is so beautiful. So he is telling, describing every part of this body. So, O Baroru, I cannot have that chance in pratyaksha.
Direct.
Can you be so much merciful to me that even in swapna or even in
spurti
or after lakhs and lakhs births, I will be with you. I will be qualified to serve. And mercifully you will call me that bring all these things and decorate. O Baroru, will I have chance to do it, this service to you? Then I will do. Arlalta will tell me that you should do this thing. Then I will take flowers and may I be qualified to do this at any time, in any vartha, in swapna, in spurti or any way. And telling this, she is waiting and waiting.
But if I'm thinking of putting the paint on and different colors, how is it bhajan?
It will be bhajan. You are thinking Krishna in your heart and doing this. Always remembering Krishna and seeing Krishna in your heart. So, I think that by chanting your mind may be go here and there, but in painting it will not go. So you can do. Anyhow, Jain Kenam Upayana Krishna
Mananivesh.
That is why your Gurudev has engaged in this duty.
Because it gives me an opportunity to hear your tapes. Otherwise I can't think of Krishna unless your tape is on my ear. The hearing of your tape.
One thing I missed to say there, the avatams of Radhika is to hear the Krishna katha, Krishna naam, Krishna gun. This is best of all the avatams. You should add this in that. Gopis are giving this ornament to Srimati Radhika and she is so pleased to have him this. And after that she sees how beautiful when he does like this, when they
dancing,
dancing. She is thinking that Krishna will see and dance like this.
On that date, I thought that he will make so good.
Then Tamal Krishna Swami suggested me to take help of Shyamarani. Then I told you, and day by day it is increasing and increasing.
One doubt comes that so much work is being put into that area, so much energy, but not many people come.
I don't like. I have done for very few persons, those who are in top in these things. Everyone should not see. It should be Durlabh. Brahma cannot see these things. He cannot go to beyond Vaikunth. Hanuman cannot go. Narada cannot see this thing. And you want that general person should see it? Then it will be very general thing. I don't want to make this thing. This is my heart.
Yes. That is why it is your bhajan.
When I see that this is my bhajan. Anyone cannot realize these things. What is it?
For the Gaur-Nitai painting, does Nityananda wear jewelry? Nityananda, does he wear earrings, alankar bracelets?
Not with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was separated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he came to Bengal, and when he married two daughters of Yamanava and Vasudha, then after that he had something. When he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was like sannyasi.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have jewelry, but not Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have jewelry.
Jewelry means?
Jewelry.
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 Mahaprabhu ko dehi jewelry.
No, he has never touched any jewelry. Like us.
Isn't he grihastha though, there?
Huh?
Isn't he grihastha there?
No, all were like paramahans. Actually, those who are sannyasis and those who are not sannyasis, all were paramahansa.
I thought the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he wears ankle bells and sandalwood. Chaitanya Charitamrita says sandalwood.
Who?
Bracelets.
Who?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No. Never. The sandalwood was Chaitanya Katha, Leela and all other things. Navarasa
Bhushana. Navarasa Bhava
Bhusana. Bhusana Naubidha. Bhusana Naubidha.
Bhuraja Bhusana
Naubidha. Bhaktivinoda
Thakur sings about Bhusana Bhuraja Alakavalitam. Tang Pramanu Sisi Sachi Tanaya. Nothing. He has no care for his body, what to clothes and ornaments. Nothing.
No ankle bells?
Nothing. What is ankle
bells? But the song in the food. Aruna Kirtan.
When he was in Grihastha Leela here, in Kishore, or when he left this school, he had no ankle bells.
He was in
the school when he was in the school. No. When he was a child, then.
चलिए